I'm on a mission to help high flyers just like yourself, who until now have let the fear of public speaking hold them back from making a bigger impact. Join me as I find out the secret sauce from the world's leading speakers to make your speeches more interesting, enjoyable to give, and impactful for your audience. That's the mission, and this podcast will get you there. My name's Victor Ahipeni, and this is the Public Speaking Secrets Podcast.
Speaker Nation, what's happening? Welcome to another episode of Public Speaking Secrets Podcast. Over the next 5 weeks, I'm going to be releasing to you the audio from a video series that I recently created. If you find this interesting, I would highly recommend that you jump over to publicspeakingblueprint.com/sell, where I'm going to take you through step by step my speak to sell methodology, and I'm going to be able to show you how to create your keynote presentation, your sales presentation, how to position yourself and find the stages that you have always dreamed to speak of, to grow your business, to share your message further, whatever it may be that you want to achieve with speaking. This is absolutely free, and I'm looking forward to take you through it. So if you enjoy this episode, make sure to jump over to publicspeakingblueprint.com/sell.
Hey team, congratulations, you've made it to the final day, and I'm super excited to be sharing with you a system that I've developed that fits into the speak to sell model, and that is called the story selling. Now, a lot of you would have heard about storytelling and experienced it over the years, and you're going, hey, what's the difference in these two things? There is a very slight difference, but the result is huge. It's the difference between generating revenue from your presentations or getting a nice pat on the back after your presentation, and that's what I want to take you through today. This fits into my whole speak to sell presentation framework that I'm going to show you as well throughout this. You're definitely going to want to stick around. Now, the big difference between, say, storytelling and story selling is, as humans, we don't like to be told what to do. We want to be taken in a journey and feel like we discovered the solution for ourselves. We discovered that it was the right thing for us to be able to do. And what story selling allows us to be able to do is implement and thread throughout a presentation our business, our services, our results that we've got. And a lot of presenters are quite scared to do this because they feel like they are selling too much. And of course, this has got selling in it. But I want to share with you a quick story about Josh, one of my students. He went and used this framework that I'm going to show you in a minute and intertwined success stories in a presentation he was giving. It was a keynote presentation, so there was no pitching whatsoever from stage. We intertwined it. Initially, he was a bit apprehensive, going, oh, maybe it feels a bit salesy. Out of the 150 people there, he was voted by them the best speaker of this conference. He generated multiple six figures from the presentation in ongoing work for his products and services that he does. And that's why I say you're only one presentation away from making six figures from stage. You've just got to get that nuclear effect. You've got to get the right presentation in front of the right people at the right time, in the right time in their sales process. Are they new to it? Do they not know that they need it? And do they know that they need it, but they don't know who can offer it? Or do they know that who can offer it, and then you can start implementing your sales process? So people are at different stages, and it's all about understanding your audience. And I know that can feel like a bit a lot to take on, but we'll break it down pretty succinctly here. So our first step in the story selling, and what I want you to understand, is you will need to use some of this authority that the results that you've got, the expertise that you have, the authority positioning that we worked on earlier in the week, and your unique system, your supermodel speaker system, all of these are going to fit into here for you to be able to take people on a particular journey, because that is what a presentation is. It is controlling the narrative. Too often I see people up on stage saying, hi, my name's Victor, and today I'm going to be talking to you about, and my first point's this, my second point's this, my third point's this. So for my first point, blah, blah, blah. And people fill the gaps. You're not taking them on a journey. You're telling them where the destination is. And so if people go, oh, I already know how to sell, switch off. Or I already know how to build my authority, they switch off. Whereas if you can keep things like an open loop, you know, you'll hear it on TV on after the break on Survivor, and you go, oh, that sounds gripping. I'm going to stay and watch after the break. It's something to keep people engaged and keep people thinking. And that's what we want to be able to do, both with what you learned yesterday in the public speaking blueprint, but you're going to incorporate that framework into each section in here. So let's jump into it. The first area of our story selling methodology, or this is what you can use for your speak to sell presentations when you are on stage. You're going to want to start off with social proof or a story. Okay, so that story may be highlighting pains, because the big thing that we want to be doing through here is overcoming people's objections. If you're familiar with sales, if you overcome every objection that the person has, then there's no other logical option apart from using your products or services. Okay, if they've got a price complaint and then you overcome that, well, then they're going to buy. If they don't think it'll work for them and you overcome that, then they're going to buy. If you don't think if they don't think that they've got the time and you overcome that time objection, then they will buy. And so with all of these, it's exactly the same if you're just trying to be a keynote presenter and get out a message. You've got to overcome people's internal dialogue, the things that they have been normalized through society for them to be able to create a change. So you've got to figure out what your audience's objections are and then work back from there. So social proof or a story. So with Josh's, we started with social proof. He was speaking at a conference of dental owners. He does marketing for them, and he used the event organizer's email that he sent, and it just came up on the screen and it said, "Hey Josh, thanks again. Just giving you an update. The clinic that you started the marketing on, we've had to turn it off. We took over this clinic. It was 30% full. Now we have a waiting list after 60 days of taking it over." And so Josh was able to get up there. People had already paid this person money, and he was being able to position himself as an authority working with the event organizer. He was being able to position himself as having the expertise, seeing the results that they had got. And this was just that, you know, it wasn't a planted email. It was just something that he had been able to get. And then he was able to ask the question, how many of you out here would like to be able to see how we did that? And so your story or your social proof would be different depending on your space or your industry, and the story may, you know, link into all of these, or it may just be the thing that sets the grounding. From there, you want to show people that they're in the right place. Are they in the right place for what you're going to offer? And that can be the big promise that you're going to bring to them today. You know, what I'm going to show you today is, and this is where your unique branding system comes in, the three-step method, or my patented, you know, ABCs to be able to lose weight rapidly and keep it off, or whatever it may be. You want to give a promise to keep people hooked to want to listen to your next step. And there's difference within all of these. Then you're going to want to position yourself as that authority and the expert. And you're again going to want to use a story to integrate the things, the successes that you've had, that your clients have had, that people have used your products and services have had. So you become relatable as someone that people go, oh, I can relate to that. But now they are one or two or three steps ahead of me. That's something that I can potentially achieve. Just like I said a few videos ago, it's about bridging that gap from where you are to where you want to be. And it's exactly the same in this situation. You are ideally on stage to help people get to where they want to be in a particular area of their life, because you are already there, or your clients are already there, and they are in a position where they want to be there. So being able to run through that story, you may have seen it at different times, it helps break down the barrier of, you know, if you're making seven figures and these people are making $50,000 a year, they're going to go, I can't relate to this person. They are just an outlier. And you have to bring that back in because they've put up an objection wall into that. from there, rather than thinking of it as a point, you're going to have to show them your first point is why the vehicle that you've chosen, not your car, but you know, for my instance, it's public speaking and storytelling to sell or speak to sell, why it is important for them in their business or in their life, whatever it may be. It's not about showing them the how to do it. It's about showing them the why they need to do it. Okay. And the first thing you have to do is show them that the vehicle that you've chosen, it may be your products, it may be your services, whatever it may be, is the right thing. So that's actually a point that you're going to use to break down one barrier. They may have been doing, long runs, and you may be showing them that your high intensity exercise is the way to go for whatever goal they're looking to achieve. They may have been doing cold calling, and you're going to show them that online marketing is the solution that they want to go. So it's the comparing the old way versus the new way, and the new way is the vehicle that you are going to be putting forward to them. Following that, you're going to have two, maybe three points that are objection overcomes, things to help people overcome particular objections. It may be, well, this takes lots of time, or I don't understand technology, or whatever it may be. I need an expensive, for example, I've got a podcast presentation that one of the objections is people think that they need really expensive equipment and a lot of expertise to be able to do it. So I break that down to show them how they can get started for under $100 and do it all from the comfort of their own home with a laptop. That's overcoming an objection. I wasn't showing them how to do the editing, doing the uploading, all of those things. It was overcoming the objection that, oh, I need a recording studio, and oh, I need all this high-tech, expensive editing equipment and software to be able to create the podcast. And then, there's other objections. I don't have a list, or I'm not famous, and I show them systems that I have used. The overall how is not what I go into. It's the why, and to a degree, the what. This is the system that I use. It's my three-step such and such system for outreach and growing your podcast. And it's not showing them each step. It's going, okay, this person did it with no list or no following or wasn't a big name in that particular industry. That's something else that I can do. So you're hammering and breaking down all these self-limiting beliefs and these preconceived ideas that your audience have, so that when you get to your first close, when you start introducing them to your solution, you are the logical option. You've positioned yourself as the authority and the expert here. You've shown that you can get results. You've shown that the vehicle that you use is better than the vehicle that they're currently using, or if they're not using anything at all. You've overcome their two biggest objections, and then you can have your first close and you can start stacking your offer. Okay, there's a difference between features and benefits, and what you're trying to show is what the benefit of your things are. So you can stack those different things on top. And when you're doing each stack, first you're showing it how they can master the vehicle, and then the next two things, how they can overcome those different objections. So if it's a time objection, how can your thing save them time? If it's a money objection, how can it either save them money or make them money? If it's a health objection, how is this going to, if it's a time objection relative to health, how is it going to save them time preparing their meals or eating or making good decisions or, overcoming the psychology or the eating habits that they have, whatever it may be. And then finally, you're going to go for your second close. And, you often see it may be people doing a price drop. Oh, it's $10,000, but today you can get it for $500 or whatever it may be. There is, I use six different closes from stage, depending on the product I'm offering, the services that I'm offering, and the different price points that I'm going to offer, because there's going to be different products that different people require, but I want to make sure that people are getting the most benefit they possibly can when they use my products or services, because when they get to that level, I want to make sure that they've got particular things in place. If I'm going to be working with people, you know, at a really high level, getting them booked onto stages, I want to make sure that they've got all the previous things set up. If they haven't, then I want them to go into that product or service. And there's different ways and at different price points that you're going to be able to generate that for people. So it's key to be able to, you know, use stories to highlight in all of these sections your business, your results that you've got, testimonials that you've got, and intertwine it. Even if you can't have a close, if you do all of this, you're going to have a killer presentation that people are going to be like, ah, that broke down a lot of my barriers. So what happens after you've broken down the barriers? They take the first step that you have with a call to action. Your call to action may be telling them, hey, you need to go and get a social media manager. And we've talked about the things you need to be looking out for. Who are they going to go running to when you get off stage because you are the social media manager? Of course you, because you've positioned yourself as that authority or expert right from the start. So I hope that this has opened your eyes up to the power of the speak to sell method and what is able to be achieved when you can get on stages or host your own event or become a keynote speaker, whatever avenue you have decided to go down. All of these previous days work for every single strand of those five different stages. I would love to chat with you further. If you would like to get some clarity on the previous 5 days, what you've worked on, and we can map out what your next 60 days is going to look like for getting onto the right stages with the right audience and checking that your presentation is on point, then I would love to offer you a complimentary phone call for making it this far. There is a link down below. I would honestly love it. We'll be on there for 30 to 45 minutes, and I'm pretty confident that in that time we're going to have actionable steps for you to take. So I hope you've enjoyed it. Let me know how you have, but main thing is book in a call and let's make sure you're on the right track. Thanks again for committing your time. I genuinely want more people out there to spread their message. And if they get that from learning some of the systems I have to offer, then it makes my reach that little bit further. So again, thanks a lot. And like, get out there and use that speak to sell method.
If you want to fast track your confidence and impact with public speaking, then be sure to jump over to publicspeakingblueprint.com, where there's an array of free resources to help you no matter where you are on your journey to becoming a more powerful speaker. And while you're at it, jump over to Facebook and join our free community called Speaker Nation, where there's a ton of other like-minded individuals just like yourself looking to level up. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode.